A state judge has scheduled a hearing for next month on whether the city can release the ratings for 12,000 teachers to the media. The ratings are intended to measure how much of an impact an individual teacher has on student test scores. The teachers' union claims releasing the teachers' names violates an agreement it made with the city. WNYC's Beth Fertig is covering this developing story. Beth, explain the controversy over these ratings.
Well, there's two issues. The first is confidentiality, releasing the names of the teachers to the media. And the second is whether these ratings are accurate. The city came up with a system a few years ago that tries to single out a teacher's effectiveness by comparing how their students are expected to do based on past performance, and then looking at how the kids actually do score on the state exams. But kids are different. They don't all start in the same place. They have, you know, issues outside the classroom like poverty or special education. So Deputy Chancellor John White says the city's formula takes that all into account.
We take the individual predicted score for each child, and then we average those scores. At the end of the year, we look at each individual child's results, and then we average those scores. And when you look at the difference between the average of the prediction and the average of the result, that's how much impact the teacher had.
And Amy, the final measurement comes up as a percentile. So it'll say teacher X did better than 80% of teachers with similar experience and similar kids, for example.
So the union agreed to this. Why are they crying foul now?
Well, the union says it agreed to experiment with the ratings only if the results were kept confidential, meaning the principals could use them to talk to the teachers about their strengths and weaknesses, but it wouldn't get out to the public. And there's even an agreement that they showed reporters saying that. Union President Michael Mulgrew is also fighting the release because he says the measurement system is bad. He thinks the state exams are really flawed. Remember, this year it turned out they had to change the whole exam system. And he says the Department of Ed is not only going back on its deal by releasing the names, but this is also faulty data.
You have thousands of teachers who have taken a risk and gone out on a limb to try to develop a tool that will help them help students. And they were given a promise by the Chancellor of the Department of Ed that as they're doing this work, they would uphold their safety needs in terms of don't tell people what information about things that is not reliable yet. So I'm afraid that teachers will say, you know, this is what we get for going out on a limb.
Well, again, why is he questioning the measurement system now if he agreed to it?
That's what the city says. You know, why? You agreed it. You want to have it both ways. But Mulgrew says the city's system has a lot of problems. He says he saw some of the data already and it was wrong. It had, you know, inaccuracies in it. What's interesting is that the city wants to release this rating system to the media. They normally don't do things like that. They said, well, the reporters are asking. But last year, the Times and the Daily News asked for the teacher data reports and the city gave them out without the names. So you have to wonder, this is a time when education is a big issue. Maybe the mayor wants to look like he's really out there on school reform. And U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan even praised the city for wanting to be transparent.
Hmm. Do parents want to see the ratings?
I spoke to some and they had real mixed opinions. This is Virginia Diaz. She has a high school student with special needs and she wants to know how the teachers are doing. She doesn't have a lot of sympathy when they complain about being rated with scores.
They sound like they're their kids, like they're their children, because it's basically, it's life. Everything that changes, everything has to change from the way we're learning. So things are going to get complicated. As years, you know, go by, we got to set our minds to whatever comes ahead.
In other words, get with the program. But then I spoke with other parents who disagreed. This is Tom McLean of the Bronx. He has ninth grade twins, and he's very happy with their schools, and he's not in any rush to get the scores of their teachers.
I'll be banging on the door of my teacher's classroom when I need to see them, but I don't need the city to give me extra data in order for me to make a decision about how well my teacher has done.
But then I spoke to another guy who said, look, I totally sympathize with the teachers. I wouldn't want my name out there, but I want to see the score. So maybe it should just be for teachers who agree to have their names released.
So just to recap, what happens tomorrow? Will the names be released in some redacted form?
No.
Nothing. Nothing's getting released tomorrow.
No, not at all. Although it's possible media organizations could go to court, but the judge scheduled the hearing for November 24th. Media organizations could, say we'd like to see the names or make some argument, but the city and the union will each be giving their briefs before then.
WNYC's education reporter Beth Fertig, thanks so much, Beth.
You're welcome.